Immigration rights advocates are calling for no ICE zones. Santa Clara County is responding with new limits on federal immigration operations that are considered the toughest in the nation. Kavita Narayan is Santa Clara County's Chief Assistant County Counsel.
For any county-owned and controlled parking lots, vacant land, or other properties of that type, they cannot be used for civil immigration enforcement purposes, including as a staging area, a processing location, or an operations base. We've also included the same rule around employees not having authority to consent to those uses.
Narayan says Santa Clara County already had the strongest policies in place that bar lending, county resources like staff time, client records, or interiors of facilities for civil immigration enforcement.
And we've sued, successfully I might add, several times to defend those types of policies.
The new limits come as the Trump administration sending unidentified masked agents into communities of color who are arresting American citizens, mothers, children, fathers, and elders in major cities like Los Angeles and Chicago. Tony Lopresti is chief county counsel.
We're making full use of our constitutional right under the 10th Amendment to preserve our autonomy, to exercise our discretion, and to control our own resources as a county. And these policies, I'll also say, are really grounded in the here and now. They're designed to reflect learnings from what we've seen happen in other jurisdictions that have seen federal mobilizations and mass deportation.
The city of San Jose, San Mateo County, and San Francisco are advancing similar bills. Santa Clara County Supervisor Sylvia Arenas says she hopes to make their policy available to other Bay Area counties at a regional meeting next week to replicate. In the North Bay, immigrants and advocates are pushing local leaders to take a similar stance, but it's coming at a slow pace. In San Rafael, advocates gathered at the Marin County Board of Supervisors to demand local leaders end the sheriff's cooperation with ICE in what's called the SCAP, State Criminal Alien Assistance Program. They say the sheriff's office has received more than $1.2 million over the last 3 years for jailing undocumented immigrants and sending their personal information to federal immigration authorities.
Locally, over 1,000 of our immigrant neighbors have been placed in ICE's crosshairs in the past 3 years thanks to the sheriff's SCAP reporting.
Further north, in neighboring Sonoma County, advocates are pushing for a sanctuary ordinance. They rallied outside the sheriff's office with a Posada celebration this week. Isabel Lopez is the executive director of Raices Collective.
They're vested in maintaining the status quo. They are vested in following Trump's agenda. I think they're more scared about getting funds taken away than having their community trust them, be able to feel like they are protected by leadership.
There's been little action there too, making Sonoma and Marin counties outliers of the Bay Area's resistance to the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.